10:03.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
It's a much different scene right now in Fort McMurray. After weeks away from home, people forced to evacuate because of the wildfire are finally returning to the city.
The RCMP started letting traffic through at around 7 o'clock our time this morning. News 11:30's Crystal Ladaris is in Fort Mac and joins us now. Crystal, what have you seen so far today?
Well, the first thing that happened, obviously, is just kind of waves of traffic moving in on Highway 63 North, coming into the city. I was set up earlier right at the edge of downtown. That's included in the lower town site where the first phase of reentry residents are allowed to come in. A lot of people actually smiling, waving, happy to be back in the city. Obviously, they were waving at some of the firefighters that set up right on the overpass right as you're entering the city. They had two fire trucks up there, raised a gigantic Canadian flag along with the Alberta flag and the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo flag, waving to people, greeting them as they were coming in so far today. Right now, I'm at one of the information centers where they have stacks of water bottles. They're giving away a kit of cleaning supplies, some toiletries. I spoke to some people already today saying that, they're just going to come into their house, clean it, check on it, and they'd rather actually go back to an Edmonton reception center because for some people, they said, it's a health concern. It's not good to be back in the city right now. I can't even work for another week. We're not even opening up shop. They're going back to Edmonton after they check on their homes right now.
Crystal, you were let into Fort McMurray before everyone else was. So what was it like being in an evacuated city?
Yeah, it's interesting. I came in last night. I'm helping our local sister stations set up here. And they're doing half a broadcast a day, so they need help. So I came in yesterday evening and when you're starting to get into the neighborhoods, I mean, you do see a lot of vehicles, work trucks, utilities guys. But when you get into the neighborhoods, you find yourself you're stopping at four-way stops and you don't know why. You're looking both ways because nobody is around, really. It's absolutely quiet. There's not even a lot of RCMP patrols because there's nothing to patrol.
Now, can you see or smell any smoke right now?
So last night it was nice and clear, maybe partly cloudy sky, good air quality health index. This morning when you woke up, you could smell it right away. It smells like, burning timber. You could see it in the air. It's starting to clear up as the wind is kind of moving past us right now. But for the air quality health index, we're only at 2, very low risk, but you could definitely smell it and see it in the air.
You mentioned the traffic into Fort Mac has been coming in what you put as waves.
Well, I wasn't at the RCMP checkpoint, but it appears from my edge where I was set up at the highway just at the edge of the lower town site, people were coming in waves. So every 10 to 15 minutes, you'd see a group of cars come in, and then maybe it appears RCMP was letting them through a bit more steadily after that. Every 5 minutes, another group of cars. Not heavy traffic at all, steady and coming in waves.
All right, thank you, Crystal. That's News 11:30's Crystal Ladaris in Fort McMurray as people return home for the first time since the city was evacuated because of the wildfire.